Hi, I'm Teresa Davenport, Senior Research Analyst for Mayer & Mayer. Today I'm talking with Jason Jones. Jason came to the Southwest Missouri WIB as Executive Director in December 2003. He brings a wealth of economic development experience to the post, having served in related roles with the Barton County Chamber of Commerce in Lamar and the Carthage Chamber of Commerce. Jason is a graduate of the University of Oklahoma's Economic Development Institute, as well as the U.S. Chamber of Commerce Institute for Organizational Management at Colorado College. Jason represents workforce issues for the Missouri-Arkansas Partnership and serves on the board of the Southwest Missouri Development Alliance. Local news media outlets call on Jason routinely for his insights on workforce and economic development trends for the region. Jason is active in the New Innovators Group, an invitation-only WIB Executives Association through the Corporation for a Skilled Workforce. In addition to managing the Workforce Investment Board, Jason's specialties for the Career Center include business attraction and expansion incentives, economic development outreach, research and strategy development, on-the-job training programs, website development, marketing, governmental relations, and business engagement for Workforce Investment Board leadership. Jason also represents the WIB on local industry sector partnership groups and is the convener of a regional innovation grant to collaborate on workforce and economic development initiatives across state lines with neighboring WIBs in southeast Kansas, northwest Arkansas, and northeast Oklahoma. Wow. So, Jason, you've got a wealth of experience. And I understand that you've had an active role in establishing a four-state region that has attracted much-needed industry to your area. So could you tell me more about that and how ONED is involved?
Certainly. The Heartland 411 Partnership comprises the jurisdictions of four different states, but really a single labor market and a couple of metropolitan areas that are here in the Midwest. Of course, Missouri, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas, where all of those come together. We really had a lot of collaboration in the past in terms of some types of projects, but we really stepped it up to the next level with our Heartland 411 initiative to do much more integration of workforce and economic development and do so across the state lines. One of our early success stories and how ONEC came to help us in this process as well is that we had an opportunity with our economic development partners in northeast Oklahoma to attract 150 new jobs, high-tech solar cell production jobs, actually, to the small town of Quapaw, Oklahoma. And this particular community was competing against much larger areas in Arizona and New Mexico for these types of jobs. So really stiff competition. They really liked the opportunity to expand the existing Umicore plant in Quapaw, Oklahoma. But the company really needed some more assurances that the workforce in this four-state region would be there to support their growth needs for now and for the years to come. And so we were able to use the ONED data and some pretty innovative processes in how ONED data is aggregated through Economic Modeling Specialists Incorporated. It really did a lot to expand the definitions and the overall inventory of the labor market. And as such, we were able to, in essence, win that competition for those new jobs in northeast Oklahoma. So that really started to put us on the map, started to really give a lot of momentum, and now we have a region-wide strategic plan for Heartland 411 that includes more projects like that, sector development initiatives, a lot of workforce incumbent and pipeline initiatives alike that will put us in good shape for years to come.
That's great. So can you tell me a little bit about ONED's involvement and its role perhaps in job matching with the Umicore site?
We somewhat reverse engineered the process of aggregation that EMSI, Economic Modeling Specialists, offers us through the ONED data. We used a rapid response job matching function within EMSI and actually kind of turned that on its head, the inverse of saying, well, what could we do to demonstrate the inventory of occupations that would have some high compatibility rate with the occupations that Umicore was going to need? So basically, we took that tool within EMSI and said, show us the occupations that have 80-85% compatibility, if you will, back and forth across the different occupational families. Reason being is a lot of these jobs in solar cell manufacturing are highly specialized and, you know, things evolve so quickly, there's just not necessarily particular ONET job descriptions for each of these new types of positions that seem to come out now on a daily basis here in this particular industry sector. So we're able to really look at the job compatibility indexes and show that indeed the skills were present here in the four states region that UMICOR could count on, and with some minor modifications, i.e. training or remediation as needed, that UMICOR would have the workforce they would need to move forward.
Okay. Well, it sounds like skills matching is really working for you. But what do you do about the skills that the local talent pool does not have?
Well, that comes in two different realms. You have where it might stand today, or basically the ramp-up of the company, but because the industry sector changes so quickly, and not just with UMICOR, but with a lot of these types of jobs, you're going to be looking at what are the future skill gaps as products and processes continue to evolve as well. And that was definitely the case with UMICOR. They have what they need to get started in terms of a foundation, but UMICOR is actually forming partnerships with Missouri Southern State University here in Joplin, as well as Northeastern Oklahoma A&M Community College in Miami in Northeast Oklahoma to design some foundational competencies and some remediation projects as need be. So it's a really solid partnership back and forth across the state lines where UMICOR will get their ramp-up skills where they need to be and then be able to turn to these education partners in the years to come.
Great. Sounds like you've thought of everything. So where are you now in the process? Has UMICOR started their operations in Oklahoma yet?
UMICOR has actually broken ground, and they're in the construction process. They're in the process of doing some of their initial recruitment and the design of training with their educational partners, and things are moving forward.
Great. Well, it's also great to hear another ONET success story. So, Jason, if people have questions for you about this project and your involvement with it and perhaps how ONET has been integrated into this process, how would you like to be reached?
I would encourage interested individuals to visit our website, heartland411.org. That's Heartland spelled out, and then the numbers 411.org, to find out everything about our strategic plan, all of our asset mapping data and different things that are online for the wired project, Heartland 411, here in the Four States area. I can also be contacted at ceo@workforcezone.net, and my office number in Joplin is 417-206-1717, extension 224.
Jason, thank you so much for sharing with me today. I have enjoyed hearing about the UMICOR project.
Thank you.